Welcome. Well, you are at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family, and we are beyond delighted that you have welcomed us into your home. We would love to hear from you, so send us an email with a question or a comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com and check us out on Facebook. And remember, you can always listen to us on a podcast. Just go out to ewtn.com/radio/podcast or wherever you happen to listen to your podcasts. Yesterday, we celebrated the Feast of the Epiphany, which celebrates the manifestation of Christ to the world through the persons of the Magi. And this moment reveals light and hope to all of humanity with Him taking on flesh for our salvation. And like the Magi, we are all on the journey, guided by grace, towards a deeper truth and a faith. So today, as we reflect on the Epiphany, our question in this brand new year of 2026, and we wish you all a blessed and a happy new year, the question is, what spiritual epiphany have you personally experienced? And we certainly got some beautiful comments, and it was a beautiful, we're still in Christmas, we're still in the days of Christmas as we do in the Catholic Church. And to take time, and when we went to Mass on Saturday night at the vigil, the Epiphany vigil, it was so beautiful to hear Father, he preached and he said, you know, when we go to seek and find Jesus, as the Magi did, we are to go back a different way, just like the three kings did. And they went back a different way because, first of all, they didn't want to go and have a conversation with Herod and tell him where the Christ child was. But they went back a different way because they met Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who was revealed to us in the flesh, in this beautiful baby. And so you and I, as we journey on this 2026 year that God, Father Time, just keeps marching on, that we are to encounter Jesus every single day. We are to seek Him, and we are to be different. We are to go and live and do our lives another way.
And epiphanies continue, and that's what we want to speak about today, not just the Feast of the Epiphany, but what was happening there and how God continues to want to enlighten us and show us the light and to be drawn to the light that we might find His Son. Do you pray for epiphanies? Have you experienced epiphanies? We'll share further about this when we come back. Don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, our question for today's show is this: what spiritual epiphany have you personally experienced? And yesterday we also did our Epiphany blessing, our house blessing. And so you could go out to the Epiphany house blessing with the celebration of the Epiphany. There's a tradition of blessing, and you could go out to ewtn.com/Epiphany. So there's a tradition of blessing your home with the Epiphany blessing. And this is often done with blessed chalk at the top of the door to bless the doorway of your home. Holy water is also sprinkled throughout each room of the house. And this is all done to welcome the Christ child into our hearts and in our homes. And He blesses our upcoming year. And you could find this beautiful information about the Epiphany House blessing at ewtn.com/Epiphany. And so we did that. Yep. We did our front door and our back door and our garage door, which was beautiful. And it's important that we do this because it's visible witness. Our children, they come in, and the grandchildren, they'll say, Nona, what do you have those numbers written up there for?
And it should be 20 plus C plus M plus B plus 26.
Yes.
So those are the first letters of the three wise men, supposedly.
Yes.
And that it's 2026. But the prayer is really beautiful. You need to go say it. If you haven't done it, you can do it now. There's no time limit. But it's a beautiful prayer consecrating, once again, this home to the Lord Jesus Christ and to be a blessing to all who enter through the threshold and come in.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And you might be in a nursing home and you have a room in a nursing home or you're in a senior living facility. You could do that over your door. You could do that. And if they don't let you do it on the outside of the door, you could do it on the inside of the door so that you see it and that you know there's a blessing and a covering over you. It is very helpful. We appreciate doing that. And it's good for our home, especially when you have lots of company coming through, as we did over the holiday. And one of the epiphanies that we had this year when our sons were there, and it was more of a Baptist crowd. There were about, 14 of us, Baptist crowd. Matt and Wes and their families. And so I had brought out the Word of God, the Bible, and then I brought out baby Jesus and talked about the Word of God to the Baptists, we cherish the Bible, right? We all cherish the Bible, it is the Word of God. But that Jesus was made flesh. And so they were seeing the Word of God and baby Jesus.
The Word incarnate.
The Word incarnate. It was so beautiful. And you know, I was just sharing that because I had seen that on EW10 and I watched the Vatican do it. Yeah. And I was so taken by that. I was like, oh, it was so profound to me. I know that all along, but then you see the imagery of it. And it really made an impact on our son, Matt. And then he wrote us this beautiful text. What a blessing it was to see the Word of God made flesh and the meaning of Christmas and how beautiful that is. And, you know, we all quote the scripture, you know, Jesus is the Word of God made flesh. And it's so beautiful. Yeah. And then you see it and then it's like an epiphany, like, why didn't I see that all along? In the beautiful, beautiful ways that God is speaking to us, we just have to open our eyes, open our ears, and then open our hearts to receive and listen to what he's speaking to us.
We have a quote here from St. Bernard of Clairvaux regarding the Feast of the Epiphany and the Magi. What are you doing, O Magi? Do you adore a little babe in a wretched hovel, wrapped in miserable rags? Can this child be truly God? Are you become foolish, O wise men? Yes, these wise men have become fools, that they may be wise, St. Bernard of Clairvaux. So the Feast of the Epiphany, the Magi, the star or conflation of a number of stars or whatever it was, and these men who were not Jews, but were wise men, magi, astronomers, astrologers, whatever, but something was happening in their hearts. And something was about to happen, divine. And this is what an epiphany is about, this kind of revelation, a manifestation. And the manifestation of the star is not necessarily the ultimate manifestation, which is Jesus. So we don't worship the star, we worship what the star is leading us to, that light, that revelation that the Lord was giving them, that he wants to give you and me. And so there's a Feast of the Epiphany, but there are epiphanies. We should all be getting some epiphanies. There's this aha, or suddenly I see, or something's revealed that I didn't know before. Something's going to happen, and God pre-tells you about it in a dream from somebody else, and it's just kind of happening. If we would but be sensitive, maybe even pray for epiphanies. Yes, pray for epiphanies. Lord, I need what you're saying. I need to hear you say to me, this is the way, walk in it. Anybody need that? Anybody try to say, Lord, what do you want from my life? Anybody looking at their family members or grandchildren to say, these people, something's happened, they're off track, or they've left the church. Lord, would you give them an epiphany, a light, a revelation, however you want to do that? Is it going to be up in the sky? Is it going to be the reading of Scripture? Is it going to be somebody coming to them? Is it going to be a show that they see? And all of a sudden they get an insight and say, that's for me. And the Lord seems to be showing me a way. And you got to follow the way the Lord's leading you. And then you worship the Lord. So that's what we're speaking about today. It's not just a Feast of the Epiphany, but epiphanies. And so what do you do with that when you're getting this sense or God's calling you to something? And And we've had epiphanies that you know we can share that God's given us revelation, especially about when we came to Alabama years back and you were in a wedding for your girlfriend. And that was where I received an epiphany about Jesus Christ, that he's the eternal Word made flesh. And I was baptized in the Catholic faith, but I never dedicated myself to the Lord in an adult way. And I received a revelation in Alabama some 47 years ago or so, and gave my life to Christ as an adult in a way I never had before. And so there are epiphanies that take place, but are you going to follow the light? Are you going to follow the revelation? So the Magi did that. Herod lied and said, hey, when you find this child, come back and tell me because I want to worship him. So there are some that are hearing about epiphanies, but not only do they not follow the light, but they will desecrate the light.
They want to extinguish the light.
They want to extinguish the light, or some people just ignore what you've been given. You got to move. You got to go. You got to walk. You got to follow the light. You got to obey the word that's been given to you. It might seem foolish to you. It seemed foolish to Mother Angelica, you know, what God was telling her and everything else. But she said, I'm following these inclinations. Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm following this sense of what's going on. I'm going to follow this until I come to the fullness of the light in Jesus Christ and what he wants for my life. Not only to be a cloistered nun, to pray in Eucharistic adoration, but for some reason, I'm getting, God wants me to bring the gospel to the world, the whole world. He wants me to do this.
Well, and even Saturday night in the skies, as God is speaking through nature and creation to us, it was in Alabama anyway, it was a beautiful full moon. And they called it the wolf moon, and it was brighter. There was planets lined up with it, and it looked absolutely beautiful. And we as a people have to say, I don't want to worship the universe. I want to worship the creator of the universe. Now, you know, if you've been watching EWTN this weekend, there were 26,000 seekers, 26,000 in three different cities in the United States where college-age students went to seek and went to find and listen and know God's plan for them, for their lives, right? There were bishops and priests were there, and it was absolutely beautiful. And EWTN did an outstanding job with all the beautiful coverage and getting to hear all the speakers. And today is their conclusion. And now they have to come down from the mountain and they have to infiltrate the places of darkness that are in this world, right here in the United States, on college campuses, maybe some in their families, maybe in their workplaces, wherever it is, but they're gonna have to come back and be different. Yeah. Yeah. As we all are, whenever we encounter Jesus, we're not to remain the same. Those three kings, when they came to see the Christ child, they went back another way. They went back different people. The shepherds who came to adore and worship Jesus, they went back different. We all have to be different when we encounter him. And in the Catholic Church, we have those moments. Every time you and I walk out of the confessional, we should be different. We should leave the old self in the confessional, all our old ways, and come out a new person. Get on our knees and cry out to God and cry out and delight for his mercy, that we didn't get the judgment we deserve, that there's mercy and grace. And Lord, now help me to live and be different. Mm. And when we receive the Eucharist, we should be different. We should, all those encounters that God gives us in adoration, we should be different when we open up the Word of God, to read the Word of God, that he should speak to us. He is speaking to us. Are we just reading words like we're reading a book?
Okay. Well, maybe we're not reading at all.
Right.
And so you're saying, I'm not getting any epiphanies. Well, read the Word of God.
Are you reading?
And maybe God will apply that to your life.
Right. And this might be something in the new year you could say, you know what? I'm going to do one thing different this year. And I don't know what that might be. It might be I'm going to bring confession into my life monthly, weekly. I'm going to read the Word of God daily. I'm going to go to adoration one day a week. I'm going to maybe go to a mass during the week. That one simple thing that you and I can do, that we encounter Jesus, that we would be forever changed. Because he wants to change you and me. He wants to encourage our hearts and fill us with faith. He wants to fill us with hope. He wants to fill us with joy and peace so that you and I can be a bright light, a witness in this dark world. And you might be the epiphany to someone. You might be that epiphany to say, I've never heard that before. I've never seen that before. I didn't know that before. You might be that person's epiphany and the billboard for Jesus in that moment.
Here's a comment. One day, walking back to my pew from Holy Communion, I had this thought come to me that the Blessed Mother and I both carried Jesus inside us while he was the very same size. This is Dee from Facebook. What a beautiful revelation that we should do what Our Lady did. We should carry Jesus to the nations of the earth,
right,
where you live and in your community. Another comment, I woke up on January 6, 2010, and either heard a voice or something inside me said to find a church and go to it immediately after waking up. So that's exactly what I did, and that Sunday actually was Epiphany Sunday.
Yes.
Jake from Facebook.
No, that's amazing, because God is speaking. Are we listening?
Jesus said, seek, seek. 26,000 young people went seeking. Seek and you'll find. Knock and the door will be open. Ask and it'll be given to you. But you don't seek. You don't knock. You don't ask. And then you wonder, why aren't I receiving revelation? You know, you got your umbrella up to the reign of God. Put the umbrella down. Get before God in the Word of God, in the sacraments, and praying every day. Lord, give me an epiphany. Bring somebody to me that can give me the light of revelation. Are you praying about epiphanies for yourself and for others? God is so good. He will grant what you need. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, right now we are going to go straight to Rome to hear from beautiful Joan Lewis and what she has for us in this Monday of 2026 in this beautiful new year. Joan?
Well, greetings from Rome and Happy New Year to one and all. Now, some interesting news from the Vatican yesterday, Sunday, when Pope Leo spoke about developments in Venezuela, the first Vatican response since the United States Special Forces on Saturday entered Caracas and struck several military and other crucial areas and captured President Nicolas Maduro and his wife. And Maduro is under arrest in New York City. And by the way, at the Angelus, the Holy Father also expressed his closeness to those still in mourning from the terrible, tragic fire in Switzerland on New Year's Day. But regarding Venezuela, here's what the Holy Father said. With a heart full of concern, I follow the developments of the situation in Venezuela. The good of the beloved Venezuelan people must prevail over every other consideration and lead to overcoming violence and to undertaking paths of justice and peace, safeguarding the country's sovereignty, ensuring the rule of law enshrined in the Constitution, and respecting human and civil rights of each person and everybody, and also working together to build a serene future of collaboration, stability, and concord. And he said, with special attention to the poorest who suffer the most because of the difficult economic situations. And the Pope said, for this reason, I pray and I ask you to pray. And then he entrusted all prayer to Our Lady of Coromoto, who is the patroness of Venezuela. And interestingly enough, the Vatican Secretary of State, Cardinal Pietro Parolin, he was the Vatican Ambassador or Nuncio in Venezuela from 2009 to 2013. And just last fall, in fact, it was October 20th, he called on the Venezuelan government to release political prisoners and to respect human dignity. Now, this was during a mass in St. Peter's Basilica, a mass of thanksgiving for the canonization a day earlier of Venezuela's first two saints. And the cardinal said, only by listening to the Lord can Venezuela move from death to life, breaking unjust pressures, freeing the oppressed, and building peace on justice, truth, freedom, and love. And he urged the country to create spaces for encounter, to prioritize what unites, and to seek commonwealth solutions to the challenges with the common good as the main focus. So I think we know that all of us have to pray for Venezuela, for its leaders and its people, and by the way, for Pope Leo, because on January 7th and 8th, he will preside in the Vatican at a meeting of the full College of Cardinals. So on that note, back to you.
Joan, thank you so much for another wonderful report. We keep that great nation of Venezuela in our prayers, that the outcome would be from the Lord, what he desires for that nation. It's been wonderful to speak about Epiphanies, that the Lord can give us light and revelation. He can say to us, this is the way, now walk in it. And we should obey that word and walk towards the light and not worship the light, but worship the one that the light brings us to, the Christ child, God, human, divine. If the nations of the world will do that, there'll be peace in all the nations of the earth. And there will be respect for life in the moment of conception through natural death. Oh, Lord, we pray for light for ourselves, for the nations of the earth, for all people. Be sure to join us on Wednesday when we have the recruiting and marketing director for Biking for Babies, Sarah Weiss, on the show to speak with us on how Biking for Babies is transforming the hearts and the minds of young adults to build a culture of life. As our young people come back from sea, tens of thousands of them, may they come down from the mountaintop and take up the calling to declare the gospel of life and to be involved with ministries like Biking for Babies and Runners for Life and all sorts of works, that they've been enlightened to serve humanity. And in humanity is the face of Jesus. God bless you. May it be the best new year of your life. God bless you. Bye now.